Diddy denied bail again and is in protective custody. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Sean Diddy Combs remains behind bars tonight after losing an appeal of a ruling denying him bail. The music mogul now awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy charges that carry a sentence of up to life, possibly life in prison, if he's convicted. Let's bring in CNN anchor and chief legal analyst Laura Coates. Laura, what's your reaction to the judge's decision to reject Sean Diddy Combs' appeal to hold him in jail without bail?
Well, in many ways, given the severity of the charges and what was argued yesterday as well, it was all but predictable that this could be the likely outcome here. Remember, there is a presumption of innocence, of course, for any defendant. But normally people think about a flight risk, thinking about whether someone should remain in jail pending their trial. But there were more factors involved, not the least of which is how prudent it would be and how feasible it would be to prevent the alleged activity from occurring while one is under the supervised release of a probationary period or out on pre-detention release. In this case, they found that it was not going to be viable as a solution to do so. And even though he wanted to post money, even have ankle monitoring, the severity of the allegations and possible obstruction or witness intimidation played very much into the decision.
And Laura, we also all remember that really awful, horrendous video of Combs viciously beating his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hotel lobby in Los Angeles. How much did that footage actually play in the court today?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Thank y'all for letting me know in the chat that I was muted. Do you guys think that Diddy is a flight risk? Considering that his lawyer was saying that he flew to New York in order to be arrested, and they were suggesting that he take him in custody a long time ago once they originally did the raids. And he's also saying that he's willing to put up 50 M's, $50 million. I see my co-host for the chat, Chat Lives Matters, are saying that, he is a flight risk. Shout out to Millennial Mark TV. Do you guys believe that Diddy is a flight risk? And why? Let me know inside of the chat. Do you believe that Diddy is a flight risk? And why? Let me know inside of the chat. Let's continue.
Well, first, that footage is undeniably disturbing to think about what we witnessed and that this may have been a precursor as a civil matter.
I'm about to put that as my screensaver. Running down the hallway. No, with only socks on, sprinting, full sprint down the hallway with socks on. I don't want to see the aftermath of what happened. I don't need to see all of that.
Come out, as you recall, after that video to apologize for his behavior, to say that he was disgusted then and disgusted now with what he saw. But when you're talking about violent crimes, violent allegations, that will weigh in the court's overall decision about keeping the community safe. Now, he will be, as somebody who has some notoriety, he will have some level of protective custody, not in a traditional sense, but separation from maybe part of the general population or thinking ahead to what that might look like for him. But he right now is similarly situated with every other defendant who has allegations of this severity and poses a potential risk for intimidation or obstruction. Remember, some of the conduct they allege is as recently as 2023, later in the year.
It's not my microphone why I was muted. I muted myself so that I could actually look at something that was happening. Something that was happening on my work computer. So I was getting a call on my work computer, and so that's why I muted myself and I forgot to unmute myself. So it don't have nothing to do with the microphone itself.
And as of last week, they alleged that he made phone calls or there were some communication over 50 trying to access a particular witness that he thought might be a part of this entire endeavor. And so all that combined is likely what weighed heavily on the judge's mind.
It was interesting, Laura, that the prosecutor today read a text message one of Combs's victims sent to him after Cassie Ventura's lawsuit became public. She's the former girlfriend who was kicked and beaten up brutally by Sean Diddy Combs in that hotel lobby. The woman said, and I'm quoting now, "I feel like I'm reading my own sexual trauma," and said she felt manipulated by Combs. What does that tell you about the risk of witness tampering going forward?
That tells me that this particular indictment might be the floor, not the ceiling, of what the allegations would contain. Remember, there are the civil lawsuits, separate and apart from what a prosecutor will be able to charge. Those are normally ending in damages, often monetary damages. And a criminal prosecution, that can be used to build one's case and to buttress the credibility of other witnesses. This suggests to me, given that this is a criminal enterprise being alleged, and they talk about enablers of people who were around Diddy, it might be very likely that part of that enterprise could be to access people who they think might possibly be helpful to the prosecution. And that is very, very disturbing for any prosecutor thinking about how they're able to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt, not only for the victims that are alleged, but prospective victims as well in the administration of justice.
Is it possible for Diddy to even be able to get a fair trial, considering that he's as big of a public figure? If a trial goes on amongst the jury of his peers, is it possible for Diddy to even be able to get a fair trial? That's what I'm wondering. We already got YSL over there, and I'm not saying that they didn't do anything wrong, but you know what's so funny? This is so funny. Completely unrelated, but related at the same time. You know what's so funny? I see people saying that the things that is alleged against Diddy is worse than the things that are alleged against Young Thug and YSL. Why do y'all think that that is? Just a question. Let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation. I see people are more outraged at Diddy. And I don't know if y'all know what YSL and Young Thug is being accused of. I see people that are more outraged at what was going on with Diddy, and at the same time, they saying Free Thug. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's have an uncomfortable conversation. Why do y'all think that is? Because, you know, we gonna have this as a panel discussion on After Hours tonight. So make sure y'all tune in. People ain't tripping off of Thug. They think that Thug is hilarious. Oh my God, YSL Woody. People's barbershops getting shot up. Homes is getting ran into. Innocent people mistakenly getting killed that they thought that was the ops house and all of this stuff. Why I gotta be the one to raise an uncomfortable question? Why do I? Because of the video when he hit a woman. So, okay, thank you, Vibes. Thank you for that insight, because Chat Lives Matters. So, are you guys saying, because I see two things happening. I think that most of society is simps, because although the Cassie video was bad, I would say that I believe personally that most of the people that were involved in the freak-offs were consenting adults. This is the reason why I have a problem with the charges that they're giving him. Consenting adults. I don't go by what people think that he did in the 90s and Tupac and Biggie. That ain't a part of this conversation. You can't go back and convict people based off of theory and assumptions. I believe that everybody deserves their day in court. And I also said that I didn't like what Thug and them was being accused of, but because they deserved their day in court, that when I seen that the judge was biased, and when I seen what was going on with Fonnie Willis, and when I seen what was happening behind the scenes, they got to release them, because that's our justice system. And I believe that everybody is innocent until proven guilty. Now, with that being said, why are people more concerned and outraged over the allegations of what's being levied against Young Thug than Diddy? That's my question. Ooh! So now I done made you uncomfortable because you don't know how to substantiate your argument. Now I done made people uncomfortable because they don't know how to substantiate their argument. Mm. Carlos said consenting adults until they were drugged. Now, listen, ain't nobody drug you. You took them. Yeah, come on, come on. You know how these parties roll. Okay, so you took the flight. You showed up to the party. You got naked. You got bust down. And then in order for you to relax yourself and continue to go for the next 4 days, you took some. Come on. Come on, bro. Come on. You're not no victim. Let me tell y'all women something. Let me tell y'all women something. I know y'all want everybody to believe that all of y'all are victims. I don't. I believe most of y'all are signing up. You know what you're signing up for. You know the lifestyle that you want. Groupies have been around since the beginning of time. Don't you sit here and tell me that nobody made you. Ain't nobody put no gun to your head. Ain't nobody tell you to go to the Diddy party. Ain't no, stop. 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 That's where we draw the line. That's where I draw the line. Real talk. They said, fam, you sound scary. No, I don't sound scary. I sound realistic. I'm the person that leaves early from my event to catch my flight the next day, and I don't go to after parties. I'm the person that makes sure that I don't even give the appearance of even participating in something that I'm not supposed to be a part of in the first place. Because I asked the uncomfortable question, now all of a sudden, Anton, you the mean guy? No. I'm asking a question because this is real. And every last one of y'all know, you know, as an adult, we not talking about kids here, we talking about adults. You know what you're getting yourself into. You know when you go to some place, oh man, I just appeared in this hotel room and I didn't know that what he gave me was, stop, 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 stop. And see, this is why I don't believe people by default. You got to prove it to me. You got to prove it to me. I don't believe nobody by default.
Harvey, it's great to have you on tonight. Thank you so much for this. I kept wondering if sweetening the pot in a bail offer with no more money and just an offer not to see girls was going to make a whiff of difference to a federal judge.
You know, I got to say, there was somebody in my office today in our morning meeting who actually made a really interesting point. She said, if you have to tell a judge, I swear I won't be around women, that in itself should be enough to deny bail.
Yeah, and I have been thinking as well why the money wasn't boosted. I mean, look, $50 million is it's not chump change. But for a guy who's professed to be a billionaire, why didn't he leverage more? Why didn't he do more? Why didn't he offer more?
Ashley, I don't think it's a money thing. I think this has to do, and not even so much a flight risk, I think it more has to do with allegations that he has tried to influence and even threaten witnesses. Again, those are allegations by the U.S. attorney. But if the judge buys into that, and it seems like the judge has, then however.
Somebody say you the same guy that don't believe. I don't believe all of what Cassie said. I don't. I don't believe it even a little bit. I think that she signed up too. She was his girl for 10 plus years. She was his girl for more than 10 years. She left the good guy. She left the Harvard grad in order to be Puffy's girl. And then she came for the money grab and she didn't come with any allegations so that she can actually put him in jail. She went for the money grab. So because the video came out, I'm not supposed to look at her as an opportunist too. So you don't think that opportunists or people that also look to come up, but then they, I got in bed with a monster. I just thought that I was finessing. I thought that I was coming up. I thought that I was going to be the only girl. I'm in bed with a monster. He like freak offs. He like to slap people up upside their head. But you think that man, listen, you talking to the wrong one. You talking to the wrong one. I am what I said what I said, and I meant what I said. I don't believe none of these people. Just because some of it is true don't mean that all of it ain't a lie. Because any part of it that, man, listen, bro. Miss me with that simp talk. I'm the last person in the world that in any way, shape, or form is going to sit here and tell you that I believe that everything that she said. I don't. You probably believe that your mama was a saint too. You believe that your grandmama wasn't busting it down for a real one. I suggest you go and get a DNA test to even find out if your daddy is your daddy.
However much money you put up is inconsequential. The real issue is he trying to rig the trial? And the U.S. attorney is saying yes.
And obviously, these are the kinds of charges where that does typically happen. Not that it doesn't happen.
Faith said, shout out to Faith. Faith says, until you in a situation, you don't know nothing. Have you been in this situation, Faith? How many people you let bust it down for a real one? Have you been in this situation? Because you commenting. You commenting. Maybe you know something that I don't. Why would I even put myself in a situation? That's the whole point. That's why I've been married for 20 years. Because I don't put myself in situations. That's the whole idea. Until you in a situation, you don't know nothing. Well, guess what? I'm never going to be in a hotel room with a thousand baby oil bottles with a bunch of druggies that's known to participate in parties and be in places that they're not supposed to be in. For some reason, I could, as a consenting adult, I know to stay my black self in my home and go home at the end of the night. That's the whole idea, Faith.
In other cases, in murders, etc. But when you're dealing with sex crimes, it is so pervasive that witnesses can be intimidated and often do drop out of cases and become less willing to cooperate and perhaps testify. Can I ask you about that? Like, how, for lack of a better description, how effed is he?
Well, I mean, Ashley, you and I were around during the O.J. Simpson trial. I stopped answering that question because I thought O.J. was plenty effed, and he wasn't. So you never know. And as you know, the prosecution's case is strongest the day it's filed because you don't hear the defense. So I don't know. I mean, you know, one of the things that's very clear is that they're going to argue that a lot of this was consensual. They're going to argue that the freak-offs were consensual, that the drug use was consensual. I think they're going to have a huge problem with the Cassie video. But I think this is going to be a deny defense.
You know, the one of the smartest things that I see somebody put, shout out to Iceberg Slim. Iceberg Slim says, I have to respect what you're saying, Anton. If you're an innocent person, you have no business partying with demons. Everybody know. Everybody and their mama know. You know what my reputation is? I'll tell you what my reputation is. I'm going to tell you what my reputation is.
Good morning.
What's up, Q? I'm on a live stream. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is my reputation when it comes to partying?
Oh, you don't go out. You just go to the events. You go to the events, like the meetups, and then you don't party after. You're not a partier.
Of all of the different events that I've been to, and all of the years that you've known me, and all of the different cities, what do I usually be doing when you with me? When everybody come through, when all of my friends and stuff come through, what do you see me doing?
When you mean come through for the meetups?
Yeah. No. Like, in my spare time, even when I'm not at the meetups, what do I usually be doing?
Oh, you be cutting up on YouTube. You be video editing. You be on your computer working.
So you never see me at an after party or the after spot or none of that, Q?
No, you don't go out. Mm-mm.
Thank you, Q. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Everybody, I am notorious. They know, they asked me, Anton, are you coming to the after party just to joke and see what I'm going to say? They know, and I entertain them. I'll be like, yeah, I think about it. Yeah, let me consider it. I don't go out with y'all. Listen, whatever I'm going to do it by my lonely or with my wife or with my family. If I can't have my wife with me and I can't have my daughter around me, then I'm not participating. You ain't never got to worry about me getting caught up with you doing what you do. Even people that ain't never been to a Diddy party know. Hey, man, it's rumors of a Diddy party. It's rumors of a Diddy party out here. Everybody know. Hey, Rita, let me turn your mic on real quick. You got your mic on? When I interview people, can you go, let me go test.
Hello.
When I interview people, mm-hmm. where you be at?
Right here, or wherever the interview is at.
You be right here with me where the interview is at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, babe. Mess around if you want to. I always keep a witness around me. I always keep my chick with me. I always keep security around me. You always making a mistake and tripping and falling on somebody else's penis. How you keep on making a mistake and getting pregnant every single day? Why you keep advocating for reproductive rights in order to go and terminate a pregnancy? I am very, very intentional. I am very intentional. You can't finesse me because I'm not finesseable. I don't go to the finesse party. People around me be like, Anton, I don't know about that one. All right, y'all, keep him away. You wouldn't know unless you found yourself in a situation. Well, why would I go and entertain the devil? Okay, so y'all keep telling me how much he a demon. All right, I don't want to play with demons. Why you keep entertaining the devil? Why you keep putting yourself in a situation to get tempted in the first place? That's why it's so hard. It's so hard for me to have empathy. It's so hard for me to feel sorry for people. So you went and got into a relationship with a demon for 10 years and you didn't know that the devil was going to be waiting outside of the party. You went and got into a relationship in a demonic industry. And you sold yourself to the devil and you left from under your parents' covering and you left the nerd dude that went to Harvard that introduced you to the demon and you thought that everything, what did you think was going to happen? How did you think that this was going to play out for you? How did you think that this was going to work out in your favor? You thought that God was going to bless you through the devil. So God is going to bless you through demonic activity. How that work? And then they want to get mad at me. I'm clean. Clean as a whistle. Just went to the doctor yesterday. No herpes. They keep telling me, Anton, over 2/3 of the world's got herpes. This is normalized. Not if you was married. Not if you was doing things the right way. Not if you was not getting caught up in the streets. I don't want to be in the streets. I grew up in Detroit. The goal was to not be in the streets, not go and find it and chase it down. Half of y'all is nerds. You didn't even grow up in the streets. You went and found the streets. That's what make you so corny. It's not about where it is that you came from. It's that you ran away from who you truly were. The goal was to get out of the streets. The goal was to not be a part of demonic activity. You know what you are? You know why we used to tease people like you? You was slumming. Y'all ever heard that term before? You was slumming. You was slumming. You know what slumming is? We used to call these girls that would come out from the suburbs and then they would come and hang out in the streets and they would come and hang out in the hood and get bussed down. Knowing they wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. They would act like they didn't have no money, act like they a part of the crew. You slumming. And they could spot you a mile away. You a play. That's it. You a play. And you would do anything. You didn't work on your character while you didn't have nothing. So you get a little bit of visibility and you get a little bit of love in your life. And that's why it's so easy to manipulate you. They say, Anton, they don't know power dynamics. No, you know what I know? I know with greater money, bigger money, a bigger platform, a bigger voice becomes greater, comes greater responsibility. That's what I know. all of y'all just keep on mistakenly falling into the world with babe, with a bunch of baby. You walked into the room with a bunch of baby bottles. You keep staying at the party later than usual. I didn't know. I was so manipulated. You walked 30 miles for some cheesecake. You was willing to do anything. You sold your soul. You was willing to do anything. I'd do anything for your boss just to have a little bit of visibility. Now you on some podcast. Man, I hated Diddy. He robbed me. I mean, you wanted to join on the devil's playground. Welcome. They welcomed you with open arms. They kicked your butt, and then they kicked you out of there. And now you want to play victim. You don't deserve nothing. You don't deserve a dime. You don't deserve one nickel. I hope you go broke unless you go and earn it yourself. You rolled the back hoping that you was going to get on the bull and ride it to the wave. And then somehow, some way, God was going to bless you with all of these blessings. The blessings don't come through the devil. Yeah, okay, so Diddy was a devil. Why was you hanging out with him in the first place? Because you a mini devil. Sit here and talking to me. You're talking to the wrong one. You're talking to the wrong one, homie. You a mini devil. You a mini demon. You a demon dwarf. A demon dwarf. Play with fire, got burned, and now you want to be rewarded for it. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. You a demon dwarf. You a demon dwarf. That's what you are. Anyways, Jabin in the building says, Boeing strike slowing me down, but I got that promotion and I'm just completing training from all of my certs. Bag Chasers is going to always weather the storm. Shout out to you. Black Tony in the building. Shout out to Black Tony. So tired of people blaming other people for their problems. You participated. Forsaken Archives, Kamala's father is black as Gandhi. Is that even her father? Sir Darkness TV says, I know J&J hate to see Diddy locked up. Amen. O1 says, good morning, AD. He gonna take that, then take off. Hardhead says, three things in life are guaranteed. Death taxes and Anton going to be. That's a fact. You can count on it. Duran Lee says, Diddy gonna have better security than Trump? Sleepy Domain says, witness tampering was the reason why he got denied bail. Turtle says Puffy has a virgin airway to his island with multiple different compounds with airstrips, having ties with the CIA and the industry owners. Yes, he is a risk. Molly, what up to Molly, says his bodyguard bought over 100 acres of land by the U.S.-Mexico border, not saying it has anything to do with Diddy or human trafficking allegation, but after this news, it sounds suspicious to me. Okay, I feel you. Sleepy Domain says special prosecutors on this case are all white women. White women are bulldogs. Levi DePerro says Anton with Trump and Rain Money now have to join the bag chasers to be able to succeed mentally, physically, financially. Let's go. Hey, shout out to the chasers. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. If you want to see this rant in real time, because I'm more of who I am online in real life, make sure you tap in on one of the shows for less rant. The one in Atlanta and the one in Detroit. High Tolerance says he'll get a fair case, but this may segue into investigators reopening the cases surrounding all of the people that dropped like flies. Smooth Artist says, free the booty hunter, Diddy, please. Jake Fever says, people don't think that about YSL and Diddy made it up. Turtle says, Diddy parties are rituals, in my opinion. I think there are some true victims, but those adults know what a Diddy party. Diddy Dirty Money, that was the name of the group. Personally, I believe people are desensitized to gang violence, but even gangsters draw the line, and women and children, well, OG gangsters at least. Forsaken Archive says, will you write a book one day on your life? I don't know. Turtle says, there's a vid of Ellis Ross and Diddy next to each other at alleged Diddy party, and she clearly fake sips the drink those people knew. POME says product of my environment. That's what it is. The name is pronounced Palme. Palme. Okay, I got you. Thank you, my friend, for holding me down. Hardhead says regular women love bad boys. Black Samurai says, good morning, Anton. Harvey Weinstein was way worse. Everybody know what goes down at puff parties. The goats out there are fools, or the sheep out there are fools if they think grown people are not consenting, just another swinging event. Y'all told me not to even pay attention to what people was going. Ray, everyone got an excuse for women. I don't. Julian Brown says, I believe no one cares even when black men kill each other. That's the difference. That's a fact. Chris James, shout out to Chris James in the building, says, what the heck? Says, Q had us in a hole in the wall in Houston, and I'm never going with her. Hakeem Johnson says, can't even say if this is, if true, this is disgusting. Anyone trying to split hair so hard during this murky time is at least half as gross as him. Okay, gotcha. I take that. Jasmine Swan says, don't be like CNN. State all of the facts about Cassie. The death threats against her and her family if she tried to leave. The paid off cops who refused to investigate her complaints. The car he torched. Always want to be a victim. Quiet Faith says, they ain't ready, Anton. They ain't ready. Chris says, somebody else suggested that place. I left within 10 minutes. Did you die, though? Talk to him, Q. Q is talking back today. Shout out to my rich friends. I appreciate y'all. The government raided Diddy like he was El Chapo and coordinated it with the press so it could be broadcast live. Then the government leaked evidence of the Cassie beating video to CNN to tarnish his public image, which is illegal. Now he can't get bail, and this ain't right. Talk to him. No, they don't want us to be objective. They just all want us to join in. What up, though, AD? Great perspective on the Diddler situation. P.S. Y'all tap in the stock club. We up. Join the Patreon. Link is in the description. My name is Corey, says, agree, big dog. It's called critical thinking skills, people. You don't have to see it through to gain understanding of something. Smart ones learn from their mistakes. Wise one learns from the mistakes of others. Shelly O is in the building, says, I was raised to understand that as a woman, I can't be in certain places at certain times. Watching women take no accountability for themselves is wild. Thank you. Finally, a woman that actually understands. The right insight says Diddy should use a Kamala defense. I come from a middle-class family. Antonio Watkins says, hit the double like, people. Is the likes low? Oh, my God. Why is the likes so low? Get the likes up. Did you hear about the new team in Texas, the Houston Herpes? I didn't. Send it to me in an email. Quiet Faith says, women are no better than the man that you see her with. Persecuting the man doesn't make her innocent. Mr. Lone Star says, don't forget she saw what was happening with Kay Porter and still pursued Diddy. And then right after that, Carisha, Young Miami, went and got with her right after. Right after. Man, come on, man. I don't feel sorry for these women. Anthony Boom says, they dance with the devil until they get chewed up and spat out, then cry victim, but will never answer the question of why they were there. Good morning to the chasers. Big Easy 504 says, rarely do I feel sorry for some of those women. They'll tell you themselves that they like the bad boy types, pun intended. Lack of accountability really is a sickness. Billy Ray Valentine says, I was in the industry for over 20 years. I worked for them at a time. Adults make adult decisions. Talk to him, Billy Ray Valentine. Groupie behavior or bag behavior, always a choice. Finally. Lank Ali says, what up, big dog? Celebrating my 38th birthday today. What do you say? I know what you say about no days off. After 800 hours of OT, I needed one. Hey, get it, bro. You earned it, big dog. P-Shank says, good morning, Mr. Anton Daniels and Mrs. Rita of the Millionaire Morning Show. Shout out to my girl, P-Shank. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's get to it. So, the likes are still a little bit low. Again, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. Make sure you get that T.J. Hanley 40% off the first order plus 20% off of life. And then in addition to that, make sure you tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description. And for those of y'all that are just joining, we got live shows for Let's Rant About It. I'm going to be having these conversations in person. And then we're going to have a Bag Chaser meetup, hopefully afterwards. Use discount code Anton. The link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat to get your tickets. All right.